యదా ముకుందో
భగవాన్
మహీం జహో స్వ తన్వా శ్రవణీయ తత్కతా తదా అహ ఏవ అప్రతి బుద్ధ చేతసా అభద్ర హేతు కలే అన్వవర్తత. యదా ముకుందో భగవాన్ ఇమాం మహీం జుహోస్వ తన్వా శ్రవణీయ సత్కత తదా హరేవా ప్రతిబుద్ధ చేతసాం అభద్ర హేతు కలి అన్వవర్తత యదా ముకుందో భగవాన్ ఇమాం మహీం జహో స్వతన్వా శ్రవణీయ సత్కృత తదా హరేవా ప్రతిబుద్ధ చేతసాం అభద్ర హేతు కలి అన్వవర్తత యదా ముకుందో భగవాన్ ఇమాం మహీం జహో స్వతన్వా శ్రవణీయ సత్కృత తదా హరేవా ప్రతిబుద్ధ చేతసాం అభద్ర హేతు కలేరన్వత అన్వవర్తత. యదా వెన్ ముకుందః లార్డ్ కృష్ణ భగవాన్ ది పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ ఇమాం దిస్ మహీం ఎర్త్ జహో లెఫ్ట్ స్వతన్వా విత్ హిస్ సెల్ఫ్ సేమ్ బాడీ శ్రవణీయ సత్కృత. Hearing about him is worthwhile. Tada, at that time, Ahareva, from the very day, Aprati Buddha Jetasam, of those whose minds are not sufficiently developed, Abhadrahetu, cause of all ill fortune, Kali Anvavartata, Kali, fully manifested. Translation: when the personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, left this earthly planet in his self-same form, from that very day, Kali, who had appeared partially before, became fully manifest to create inauspicious conditions for those who are endowed with a poor fund of knowledge.
Page 1, word, Jaho Satanya, Sabani Satkatha. So, when Krishna left, he left with his self-same body. And in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Jada jadahi dhanmasya klani bhavati bharata tadatmanam sijama. In another place, Krishna says, Atma maya. Maya means potency, energy. So, there are three potencies, there are many potencies, prasya sakti vividhaiva sriyate, God has unlimited potencies, but as learned scholars, sentient persons, they are not rejected potencies, because that cannot be. There are certain philosophers, they are of opinion that God has no potential. But that is not fair. From Vedic information, we see potential. What is that? How to understand the potency? The potency, you can understand, just like from the fire, you have got two potencies, heat and light. Nobody can deny it. Similarly, as fire is placed in one place, but it expands its potencies, heat and light. That is within our experience. It is not very difficult. Similarly, the sun also, everyone can see that the sun planet, the big planet, the biggest planet, or star, as somebody says, whatever it may be, it is lying in one corner of the sky. But it expands its potencies throughout the universe. The sunshine is distributed all over the sky, all over the planet system, planetary system. And similarly, heat also. We are feeling 99 million miles away. Is that 99 miles? What is that? Scientist said. Huh? 93 million miles away from us. Still, we are feeling scorching heat. 120 degree, 135 degree. In Middle East, the temperature is 135 degrees. It is impossible to stay on the surface of the globe, but goes down to the earth. So, potency is there. Heat is a material thing like the sun. Sun is a material thing. It has got so much potency. So, how much potency is the Supreme Personality of Godhead has got, that is called inconceivable potency. Achinto, beyond your perception. He has got that potency. So that is the statement of Vedas. Parasa natasya kajyam karanancha vidyate natasya sama udhikasya drishyate parasa sakti vividaiva sriyate sābhāviti jñāna bala kriyāsa. This is the description of the absolute truth. The Supreme Person. Because it is said tosha. Tosha means he is a person. Now what kind of person? Like me? All day working for money? No. Natasatādyam karanantivit. He has nothing to do. See here. Krishna has nothing to do. Simply enjoying, playing on flute and enjoying with Radha. That's all. He hasn't got to go to the office, to the factory. He hasn't got. He's simply to enjoy ānandamaya bhyāsa. Well, we also imitate that enjoyment. We also want to mix young boys and girls dance together. But because we imitate Krishna. The same thing is there. With gopis, Krishna is dancing. Here also we are dancing in nightclub and this club, that club. But that will not give you satisfaction because it is imitation. If you want real dancing, come to Krishna. That is what. That is Krishna consciousness. That we are trying to take the misled people from illusion to the reality. The Mayavadi philosopher, they see that there is no more any pleasure in this dancing, make it zero. Forget it. No, we don't say that. We say that this dancing is there in the original conception and the absolute truth. That is Vedanta Sutra says, Janmadvasajataha. Whatever you are experiencing, where from it has come? It has come from the Absolute. That is the Absolute idea. But here, in the relative world, it is pervasively reflected. And because it is not reality, therefore you are confused back. So our proposition is, come to the reality. That is Krishna consciousness. The same dancing, just like here in the picture, Krishna is dancing in the gopis. We also like anybody of us, in old age, they are dancing with young girls. In Paris, there is club. All going to die, such old men, they're coming in the club. Paying $50 an entrance fee. Then they have to pay for young girls and wine. But still they come. They cannot actually enjoy. Bayabhate king jubati nari. When one is old man, what is the use of mixing with young girls? Yes. So, but they like it. They like it. They pay for it. But they do not enjoy. Because if they have enjoyed, they would have been satisfied. But they are not satisfied. Frustrated. So this is the position. This is the position. Just like the heat and light. If you are feeling the heat in the sunshine, but that does not mean the sun is there. You cannot say that. Sun is there and not there. This is called in simultaneously inconceivable presence of God everywhere. He is present everywhere. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Maya tatamidam sattvam jagat abhakta murtina masthani sarva bhutani naham teshu avasthita. Maya tatamidam sattvam. Krishna says, by my impersonal feature, I am spread everywhere. Everywhere. Everywhere is Krishna. Vasthani sarva bhutani, everything resting on me. This is the fact. Just like in this material world, everything resting on the sunshine. That is scientific. Is it not scientific? The sunshine, the planets, they are rotating on account of this heat and sunshine. Is it not the theory? Yes. So, now what do you mean by everything? Just like this planet. Everything with this planet, the trees, the rivers, the mountains, the cities, the cars, everything within this planet. That is an unit. So this is one planet. And there are millions and millions, trillions of planets. But how they are existing? Existing on the sunshine. So where from the sunshine comes? The sunshine comes from God. Or the sun comes from God. Janmadvasajataha. Where everything is born. Everything is emanating from the Absolute. Therefore, indirectly, everything is depending on Krishna's potency. Mathani sarva bhutani Everything is resting on my potency. Naham tishu avasthita, but I am not there. This is the achinta vidaret tattva, simultaneously one and different. This is our philosophy. So, our point is that Krishna, our God, is there and He is working through His potencies. Just like a big man, he is sitting in his parlor. He hasn't got to go. Just like we have seen Mr. Birla in those who are with me, they have seen. He is sitting in his home, but he has got many potencies. He has got secretary, class, and these and that, so many things. But he has been all work. He hasn't got to work. A big man means he hasn't got to work personally. He has got so many assistants. Similarly, Krishna, he is the supreme. He hasn't got to work himself. He hasn't got to work. Vrindavanam paritajana padami pangachi. He's always engaged in his playing flute and dancing with the gopis. That's all. Pleasure. Anandamaya bhava. That is pleasure. His potencies are working. What kind of potency? Let us describe. I've given the example that when the sun is there and the sun sign is there and the sun sign is working, everything, by the sun sign, the trees are coming out, the leaves are coming out, they're dropping when there is no sun sign. Everything depending on sun sign. That is explained in the Vedic literature. Eko desha sthita sradhne josna vistarina jatha parasta brahmana sakti sarvidam akilam jaga. Parasta brahmana sakti, whatever you have seen in this cosmic manifestation, they are simply manifestation, demonstration of the potency of the Lord. Parasta brahmana sakti. We take our birth and we accept our death not independently. We are under the another potency. We are also on potency. The potency there are prasa sakti dividaiva sirate. Those potencies have been divided into three. Multi, but roughly they have been divided into three. One is called internal potency. One is called the external potency. And one is called the marginal potency. So, the external potency means this material world. The whole material universe, so many universes, so many planets, stars, skies and everything. These are the demonstration of the external potency. And similarly, there is the spiritual world. Spiritual world that we cannot see, that is not within our experience, but we get it from the Shastra, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, parastasmātu bhāva anna. Krishna says, there is another nature. Parastasmātu, this material nature. Beyond that, there is another nature. Parastasmātu bhāva anna. Bhaktya bhaktya sanātana. That is eternal. This material nature is not eternal. Just like your body, my body, it is not eternal. Similar to this gigantic body of universe, that is also not eternal. It has a death of creation and it has a death for dissolution. That is the nature. therefore it is said that material nature is Sanatana. That is never created, neither it is annihilated. So we marginal means actually we belong to the spiritual nature because we are spirit soul. But we have come in contact with this material nature. So therefore we are seeing our position incompatible. We cannot adjust here. Therefore, we are getting one type of body and enjoying or suffering another type of body, another type of body, another type of body. This is going on. Therefore, we are called marginal. If we like, we can transfer ourselves to the spiritual world and remain eternal because we are of the spiritual nature. That is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Na jayate nam yateva padasi nitta sasatoyam na hannati hannamani sariri. This is the description of the soul. The soul is never born. Na jayate. Nam yate, neither it dies. Na jayate nam yateva padasi at any time. Not that sometimes we used to live, or sometimes we used to die. No. Everlasting, eternal. We never take our birth, never we die. Then, what is this death? This death is of the material body, not of the soul. Therefore, it is said, na hannate hannamani sarire, more distinctly, that don't think that the soul is dead after the annihilation of this body. So now the conclusion is that because we are marginal, in between the spiritual nature and the material nature, although we are spiritual, although our real nature is, we never take birth, never die. But on account of our contact with this material nature, we are getting this material body, and the body is changing. Tatha dehantara prati. Body change. And that we have taken as our nature. But that is not our nature. We are spirit soul. We are put into margin because just like the margin is explained, tatastha, that is we have translated into marginal. Just like we go on the Pacific beach, someday we find the water is covering the beach. And someday we see it is open. There is no water. So that is called marginal. Marginal. Sometimes it is covered by water. Sometimes there is no water. Similarly, we being marginal potency, we are sometimes influenced by this material nature. Not always. Because at the present moment, for sometimes, we are under the material nature. Now if we try, that we can get out of this covering of material nature and come to the spiritual nature. That is Krishna consciousness movement. Krishna consciousness movement means don't remain in the marginal position, come into the land, so there will be no disturbance by the water. This is position. If you remain on the marginal position, then sometimes you be covered by the water and sometimes it will dry. But if you little come forward, this side, land side, the ocean has no power to touch it. But Krishna is not like that. That is described. although Krishna left this world, that does not mean that he left this world as we live. Our living this world means we are living this material body and accepting another body. Therefore, at the present moment, we are not in our own body. Our body is changing. Now this American body, and next birth maybe Russian body. This is going on. We are fighting against the Russian, Americans. But he may get the Russian body next life. Therefore, as American, he fought the whole life with the Russians and he is going to become a Russian. Sadatatvabhavita. This is the law of nature. This is the law of nature. And then again, 5 seconds, American. As soon as he gets the Russian body, then he becomes again American. This is going on. Bhutta, Bhutta, Paliyasya. Sometimes Russian, sometimes American. Go on fighting. That's all. So this is called Maya. This is Maya. Everyone is doing that. Everyone is doing that. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya says, Ei rupe brahmanda bhavete kono bhagwanji. The living entity is loitering like this. Sometimes this body, sometimes that body, sometimes this way, sometimes that way. He is simply loitering. He is not getting where to take shelter. Where permanent life, permanent peace, permanent happiness, he does not know. He does not know. Simply changing. In the material world also, they are simply changing some form of government, electing one rascal and then rejecting another rascal, because they are all rascals. They have no other alternative than to elect one rascal. But they are thinking by rejecting this rascal, we shall be happy. He does not know how to elect. He does not know how to elect. They are themselves blind and they are accepting a leader who is also blind. So what will be the profit? If you are led by, you are blind, and if you are led by another blind, then what will be the profit? Both of you will fall down in the ditch. That is going on. Therefore, if you want real happiness, you must take the leadership of a man who has got eyes to see. Then it is all right. So, whose eyes are open? And that is in the Vedic literature says, Ajnana Tivinam Lassa, Jnananjana Salataya. Chakshur Muritam Jena Tasmaisi Gurave Namah. It is the business of the Guru, because everyone is blind or in darkness, cannot see. So it is the Guru's business to open his eyes or to help him to see things as they are. That is Guru's business. Ajnana-timirandhasya, everyone is covered by the darkness of ignorance. So how darkness can we move if there is light? Immediately, if you make the switch off of the electricity, this room will be dark. Again, you make the switch on, there will be light. Just like at night, we cannot see everything is there because the light, sun is not there. In the morning, as soon as the sun is there, again, everything you can see. So, things are there because we are in the darkness of ignorance, we cannot see them properly. Oh, I am there, you are there, God is there, everything is there. Simply, we have to get the light or the proper situation to see things as they are. That is what. The daily literature, therefore, advises that if you want, first of all, Vedas advises, don't keep yourself in the dark. Tamasi ma, jyotirgama. Don't keep yourself in the darkness. This is human life. In the human life, in the animal life, you kept yourself in darkness because there was no possibility of coming to the light. If I invite all the dogs and animals of Los Angeles City to come here to hear about Bhagavad Gita, it is not possible because they are animals. But if I appeal to the human being, because he is human being, he may be interested. He should be interested. But the time is so bad that nobody is interested. But still he may be interested. But that is not possible for the animals, cats and dogs. So, in the human form of life, there is necessity of coming to the light and make a solution of the problems of life. Therefore, Krishna comes. That is the statement of Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. Jada-jada hi dharma satyani bhavati bharata tadātmānam sijāmaha ākumāyā. So Krishna comes. He does not come like us. We are under the control of the material nature. But Krishna is not under the control of material nature. That is to be understood. Therefore, here it is said that Jaho Satanya, so means Om. And Tanya, Tanu, Tanu means his body. We have got distinction. I am the soul, but this body is material. This distinction we have got because we are conditioned soul. Actually, I am not this body, I am soul. But I have become conditioned by this material body. And in case of Krishna, he is not conditioned by this material body. Therefore it is said, Satanna, by his own original spiritual body. This is the distinction, you must understand. One scholar has described, because he does not know Krishna, and is still writing comments on Bhagavad Gita, when Krishna says, Manmana bhava mad bhakto madhyadi mang namaskuru. Just think of myself. Think of, just become my devotee. Offer your obeisances unto me. Worship me. This rascal says, it is not to Krishna, the person, but to the soul. Now he says, see how much ignorant he is. He does not know that Krishna has no such division as his self or soul and the body. And he is writing comment. And this is very scholarly, it is said. He is a rascal number one, and he is accepted as scholar. This is going on. This is going on. All over the world. Therefore, Krishna says, Avajananti māna mūrā māna simtanvāsita. Mūrās, the rascals, they think, because I appear as a human being, they think as ordinary human being. Param bhava vajanam. They do not know the great potentiality of myself. Param bhava vajanam. Still they go on spreading Bhagavad Gita, writing Bhagavad Gita. These rascals, murās, one who does not know That Krishna has no such distinction. As we have got distinction, body and soul, Krishna has no such distinction. Krishna has no distinction between these. Krishna's form of stone and Krishna himself. Because the stone is also Krishna's energy. Bhumi, Rapana, Vumal, the earth, water, air, fire, everything is Krishna's energy. That we have already explained. Parasya Brahmana Shakti. Everything Krishna's energy. So he can appear in any form, from anywhere, from anything. That is Krishna. That is Krishna. So we have to understand what is Krishna. And as soon as you understand Krishna, janma karma medibam, jo janati tattva. In truth, if you understand Krishna, then you become liberated. Tapta devam punarjanma naiti mame iti kaunti. So you have to understand Krishna like that. Shatanya. He left his body, not as we leave our body. No. We are living and accepting our body by the force of nature, material nature. Prakriti kriyamaani gunai karmaani karma. Our business is going on being enforced by the laws of nature. Krishna is not under the laws of nature. Neither he has got distinction between his self and body. This is his energy. Satanya. If somebody thinks that Krishna left his body and died like that, they are at party, they say like that. Krishna also died. But that is not the fact. Krishna left his so-called body just to befool the rascals. Because the rascals are thinking Krishna is like us. Therefore, to bewilder them, Krishna leaves a maya body so that they may think that Krishna is like us. But actually, here is the secret that Jaho Satanya, he left his world in his original body. He has no such distinction. Savaniya Sattva. If his body is like our body, material body, then what is the use of hearing about his activities? We are interested in the words of Krishna. If Krishna is like us, he has got the same material body, then why we should be interested to read Bhagavad Gita? He is also a man like us. Therefore he is saying, Savaniya Sattva. By hearing about Krishna, you become liberated. So if he is equally as good as you are, then what is the use of reading his book, reading his instruction? But here it is said, Savaniya Sattva. Tadaha Apratibuddha Chitasa. These things are spoken by less intelligent. Tata man. Apratibuddha Chitasa. They say, Chitasa Abhadra Hetubu Kalidanna Vartata. Because Krishna passed away. Therefore, Kali got the opportunity to enter. That is to some extent, it is fact. But Krishna, although left this planet, and if he is everything, how Krishna can go away? Krishna can remain with you eternally. And then, even if you say that because Krishna went away, therefore Kali got the chance of entering, but if you keep yourself with Krishna, where is the chance of Kali to enter? Where is the chance? So you keep yourself in Krishna consciousness, Kali will not be able to touch you. Thank you very much.